Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 12, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, Association of Lipoprotein A and Interleukin 6 with Cardiovascular Risk, MISA and UK Biobank. The study aimed to evaluate if interleukin 6, a biomarker of inflammation, helps to further stratify atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk in individuals with elevated lipoprotein A. Researchers utilized data from 6,514 participants in the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis and 26,574 participants from the UK Biobank. This research sought to identify if vascular inflammation, as indicated by interleukin 6 levels, provides additional insights into cardiovascular risk associated with high lipoprotein A. Such findings could refine risk assessment and guide targeted preventative strategies for patients with elevated lipoprotein A. Article number 2. Oral pathobiants aggravate myocardial infarction through mobilization of B2 cells. This study investigated how oral pathobiants worsen myocardial infarction, addressing the unclear direct impact of periodontitis. Researchers utilized a mouse model combining ligature-induced periodontitis with myocardial infarction to assess this connection. They discovered that oral pathobiants accumulate ectopically in the heart and aggravate myocardial infarction through the mobilization of B2 cells. These findings elucidate a novel pathogenic mechanism linking periodontitis to myocardial infarction, highlighting the importance of oral health in cardiovascular disease. Article number 3. Corimatug, a humanized monoclonal antibody for the treatment of transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, a phase 2, randomized, multicenter, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. This phase 2 randomized, multicenter, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial investigated corimatug, a humanized monoclonal antibody, for transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. Unlike existing therapies that primarily slow progression, corimatug is designed to target misfolded transthyretin and promote clearance of existing amyloid deposits through antibody-mediated phagocytosis. The study randomized participants with transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy to evaluate its safety and effectiveness. This research aims to establish a therapeutic agent that could significantly improve patient outcomes by actively removing pathogenic protein aggregates. Article number 4. High dose versus standard dose influenza vaccine and cardiovascular outcomes in older adults. The Flunity HD pre-specified pooled analysis. This pre-specified pooled analysis, Flunity HD, aimed to clarify the effectiveness of high-dose inactivated influenza vaccine against specific cardiovascular outcomes in older adults. The study integrated data from two harmonized, individually randomized trials. While the high-dose vaccine has demonstrated superior protection against various hospitalization endpoints, its specific impact on cardiovascular events and in patients with existing cardiovascular disease needed further elucidation. This research sought to provide crucial evidence to guide influenza vaccination strategies for cardiovascular protection in this vulnerable population. Article number 5. Cardiac allograft vasculopathy inhibition with alirocumab, the CAVIAR trial. The CAVIAR trial, an investigator-initiated, prospective, multicenter, double-blind, randomized study, investigated alirocumab for cardiac allograft vasculopathy inhibition. The study aimed to establish the safety and effectiveness of proprotein convertase, cetalosin/kexin-9, inhibition to lower cholesterol and prevent cardiac allograft vasculopathy early after heart transplantation. Participants were randomized to receive either alirocumab or a placebo. If successful, this intervention could significantly reduce mortality associated with cardiac allograft vasculopathy and improve long-term outcomes for heart transplant recipients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.